The thing about the Home and Auto Bundle from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Home and Auto Bundle from Progressive. We don't even need the words "the Home and Auto Bundle" anymore to tell you that you could save big with a ring-tailed lemur from Progressive, or that every hot peach cobbler comes with round-the-clock service and protection. And that's the thing about the goat with magic powers. You've heard a lot of ads about the sushi in Vancouver. See how much you could save with the Home and Auto with the Shaman in the Jungle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hey, I'm Pooja Singh, and this is the Millennial Mind Season 2. If you're listening to me for the first time, this podcast is all about the world of millennials and what makes them, them. Today, I'm going to fulfill a promise I made to myself at the very beginning of the Millennial Mind last year. When I started this podcast, it was out of a very basic desire to understand what millennials really want. As I started researching for the episodes, as I started talking to more people and learning more about them, I realized that millennials think very differently from the rest of the generations. Now, I'm a millennial myself, and as I talk to these people, I realize that we are not very different from each other. We all want a happy and a comfortable life. Well, most of us want that, but there is a twist when it comes to millennials. They are looking for a life that makes a difference, be it outside home or inside. So the Millennial Mind 2.0 is dedicated to finding out why we want what we want. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about the experiences of some millennials who decided to move in with their family just before the lockdown was announced. But before I start, I would like to inform you something which I think you would have guessed by now, and that is that I'm recording this episode at home on my phone. Because of coronavirus, stepping outside of the house is just not advisable. And I hope you're staying home and safe just like I am. And do excuse me for the voice and the sound quality and the several other background noises that you can hear from the birds to the sabziwalas. In Western countries, when children turn 17 or 18, they're expected to move out of their home. That certainly doesn't happen in India. I can't tell you how many times I've told my parents that I want to move out. Whenever I bring up that conversation, my mother either starts crying or she blackmails me emotionally. But yes, of course, it's a different matter when you have to move away from home because of work, which clearly hasn't happened in my case yet. Anmol Verma has been living away from home since he was 21. He was born and brought up in Shimla, completed his college there also, and he moved to Delhi 10 years ago. Few days before the Janta curfew happened, this was around late March, he got a call from his father asking him to return home. Anmol happily packed his bag, left his rented apartment and moved in with his parents.
They got really worried about me. And I don't really blame them because, you know, Delhi is a crowded city and you never know who is carrying the virus. So I took work from home even before the lockdown was announced.
Anmol just completed 45 days at home. He's glad he's closer to his family because his parents are old and he can help them with buying groceries, doing household chores. So it's a win-win.
It's a comfortable life, Pooja. I get to eat my mother's food. The weather is good, and most of all, I don't have to worry about household work. We even distributed some food kits to the needy. But I do miss my earlier life. There was more freedom. I could wake up anytime, sleep anytime, watch Netflix anytime even. But now, I have to follow a routine.
Anmol is not the only one feeling like this. Across India, many youngsters moved in with their family to feel safer and be closer to them during the pandemic. There's certainly many benefits of moving in with the family. You get special attention, good food, everything is taken care of. But in exchange, you do lose some freedom. Srishti Singh can't stand the WhatsApp messages her mother keeps discussing about. Srishti is 23 and an MA student in Mumbai. She returned home to Faridabad a day before the lockdown was announced. Just before our conversation, Srishti told me that her mother was explaining to her why flying kites is part of, yes, kites, is part of Makar Sankranti celebrations.
She said it helps increase vitamin D. I mean, it might be helpful, but come on. Our ancestors surely didn't think about vitamin D. I love my mother, but her learnings from WhatsApp University are driving me a little crazy. I do try to correct her, but the next day there's another absurd discovery.
Besides correcting her mother and helping in household chores, Srishti spends her time making cotton masks using the t-shirts she no longer uses. She's taken the help of a small voluntary organization in helping her distribute these masks.
Currently, I'm using this time to help people in whatever way I can, and I anyway have a lot of time to kill.
Towards the end of our conversation, Srishti did admit that she misses her city life and her friends.
I miss them, and they are also my family. And there's something electrifying about Bombay. I really miss the city. And I miss my hostel room too. We live in a small house in Faridabad, so personal space is a little problem. And my family keeps reminding me to wake up early, which I absolutely don't like. I hope this lockdown gets lifted soon.
I hope so too. This desire for comfort and freedom with social work thrown in is so very millennial. I mean, I do understand this need for personal space because, you know, you stay out of home for so long, you create your own way of living. But let's not forget that our parents are also used to a way of living, that they are also used to our absence. So the best way forward is to adjust, to compromise. And anyway, the youngsters will have to stay put till this fight with COVID-19 ends, which seems like will take some time.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a Live Mint production, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.